You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, this is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, this is year three of our coverage of this great event. It has not failed to disappoint. This has been a great show so far. We're learning an awful lot.
Yep, and I think this is year three with Badger Meter as well.
I suspect so. I always enjoy our conversation with Badger Meter. In fact, let's get right to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is John Fillinger. He's the Director of Utility Marketing with Badger Meter. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, doing awesome.
Doing good. It's good to see you. Thanks for giving us some time. John, before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Give us the 10,000-foot view of Badger Meter. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, Badger Meter goes and serves two markets. We're a utility-focused company, so providing flow measurement and meter reading solutions for our utility customers. And then we also branch off into flow instrumentation. So that's where we measure flows for control purposes on the industrial side, and those are the two markets that we serve.
John, let's say I'm a water utility manager and I'm looking at some new metering technology. What specific thing should I be looking at, thinking about?
Well, that's a good question, because if you can walk through the show, there's been a lot of change, probably in the 3 years, but
that's an
dating myself, going back the 20 years that I've been here, there's a lot of change that's gone on. And first and foremost, what a utility should do is clearly set their short and long-term goals when deploying a metering solution. Again, they need to select a partner that's going to be there for the long term. There's been a lot of change, both good and bad. People have come into the market. They've also exited the market. They don't want to have a system that's deployed that is no longer supported by a company. So even though there's lots of choices today, what utilities do have going for them, there's also a lot of information out there for them to be able to make an informed decision. So specifically what I'm talking about is going back to the Water Research Foundation study that was done in 2011. And that showed how the different meters, and meters are not created the same, that they are different. And specifically what the research showed was that a nutating disc meter performs much better than a oscillating piston, multi-jet, or single-jet meter. So in conjunction with that, Badger Meter is also going to be putting on a technical session tomorrow, Tuesday, 9 a.m. at room 257A. And what we're doing is a continuation of that study. We wanted to make sure that there were more meters in the study and that we could validate the information that came out. So as a provider of nutating disc meters, Badger Meter is confident that any utility that's putting in a Badger Meter solution, and again, that meter is your cash register, that they're going to be able to capture all the flows that that meter may see, which translates into revenue for the utility.
I wonder, Todd, if every utility sees their meter as a cash register. I mean, that's a great way to think of it.
I'm going to have that image in my head for the rest of my life now.
Yeah, cha-ching, cha-ching. When you think about AMR and AMI, John, are there some communities better candidates than others, and why?
What we're seeing from bid and RFP responses is that customers looking to deploy a solution, they're looking for a number of things, including enhancing customer service. They're looking for a system that can make their reading efficiencies go up. And those are all good things to have. And every utility, because we're all being asked to do more with less, they can all benefit if they put in, whether it's a mobile system or a fixed network system, and again, drive those efficiencies. But there's more to systems today. Badger Meter has a beacon system that we can talk a little bit later more about. But it's so much more today when you look at a system. It's increased visibility. It's enhanced customer service. It's allowing a water utility to be a water utility and to focus on their operations. And then it's future-proofing technology. So when we come back to that, I'd be more than happy to talk about the Beacon Managed solution and how it can benefit a utility.
I want to talk about the Beacon system because you've mentioned it twice now, but you just used the phrase future-proofing. Just give us a little definition of that. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so future-proofing, so we'll get into the Beacon discussion completely. So when you talk about Beacon, you're talking about a managed solution. So as part of our managed solution offering, what we're doing is we're pulling the risk away from the utility. So as a managed solution, utilities don't have to buy the servers or the gateways, because part of a Beacon solution includes our Orion cellular endpoint. So traditionally, when you deployed a fixed network system, one of the things that a utility, a water utility, had to do, remember, is they had to get up and find locations for gateways. They had to have the power run. And again, anytime you put in a system, you have maintenance over the life of the system. Well, water utilities, they perform best when their feet, both of their feet are on the ground, when they're underground maintaining the system itself. So as part of a beacon solution, what we're doing is we're looking at letting utilities focus on being utility, but then the future proofing comes in. So it's easiest explained if we talk about it from the standpoint of a cell phone. So if we can go back maybe 20 years and we think about, did we have a cell phone then? Well, what did it look like? Well, probably looked like a bag phone. You probably had a 20-pound battery attached in the bag. You're walking around and you were the cool people if you had them, right? You were the ones that were really in. So at that point in time, it served its purpose. It was good. It was something that served what it needed to do. You fast forward to 2004. You get a flip phone. Well, hey, we've now solved portability. You can walk around with it. Great. Everybody's happy. But it's still not quite as reliable as what it is today. Today, you have a cell phone that is more than just a phone. It's your personal assistant. It's telling you where to be, when to be there. It's your email. It's your access to internet. Without it, without mine, I'd be lost. I wouldn't have known to be here today. It wouldn't have had that reminder. So with that said, looking at it, the water industry has done what I'll say is a disservice by saying we have a 20-year system or a 20-year endpoint that can be installed and that utilities will get the benefit from it for 20 years. Now, I'm not saying that we can't manufacture one that won't last 20 years, because we can. We've proved it. We have a very high-quality radio that if a utility deploys Orion, they'll get 20 years worth of life out of it. But going back to that cell phone example, what changes over 10 years? So if we had deployed a system 20 years ago, we would be talking about, hey, I'm still using my bag phone. That doesn't work. So what we're doing as part of that future-proofing of technology when somebody deploys a beacon system is indicating that at year 11, with the proper contracts in place, they will essentially get a brand new system so that they keep up with technology. So as the technology changes, the endpoint changes at year 11, and they're able to not be locked into, quote unquote, a system because somebody made a decision 10, 15 years ago.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with John Fillinger of Badger Meter. I think you've made this point, but I want to just be sure the audience is clear on it. Explain the difference between beacon and the traditional AMI.
Well, from a beacon standpoint, beacon is different because it's a new way of driving utility optimization through our system. And specifically, what beacon does in comparison is it has the four main value props. It's increased visibility. So it's, granted, the endpoints are sending data, but it's just data until it gets into the software. The software is the key to unlocking the information that it holds. So is there a potential leak at an account? Is there an account that has usage that is not within the ordinary that we need to be alerted by? It's all that information, again, data turned into information so that a utility can proactively manage their system. When we look at customer service, and again, utilities looking to deploy either an AMR or an AMI system are looking for enhanced customer service. And traditionally, with an AMI system, what manufacturers were looking at is within the four walls of the utility, how do I make meter reading group work better with the customer service group and the finance group and the engineering group and tying it all together? With a beacon managed solution, what we're now doing is not only driving efficiency through the utility itself, but reaching outside the walls of the utility and touching the end water consumer, providing the data to them so that they in turn could be part of the decision-making process of how and when water is used. It's incredible that when people actually get to the point of seeing how much water they use, or when they're presented with that data, they actually will use less based upon being provided that information. Next, focus on utility. Again, because it's a managed solution and because a utility is not having to deploy the infrastructure, whether it be the gateway or the network computer itself, it allows the utility to be a water utility. Again, they're not going into the additional pieces where they have no expertise or where they may have little expertise. So it allows them to concentrate on the water being a water utility. And finally, that's the future-proofing of technology. Providing a 20-year system, but then halfway through providing an update to the system so that they're getting the latest and greatest benefits over that life.
Well, it certainly sounds like Beacon is the star of the Badger booth. But what else have you got over there?
Well, besides Beacon, again, as a flow measurement company, one of the things that we have is we have a whole suite of metering technologies available. Again, Badger Meter offers the nutating disc technology, which from a study standpoint is been shown to be superior when compared to the other metering types. And again, our technical session tomorrow will also demonstrate the benefits of a nutating disc meter. But in addition, we also have electronic meters. So again, going out through the show today, if you walk, there's a whole bunch of new technology out there. It's the electronic meters. So we offer a number of products that meet a diverse need, the diverse needs of the utility. So depending upon what the utility is looking for, whether it be a traditional bronze meter, a polymer meter, we have meters made of stainless steel. Again, we're providing utilities with a host of choices so that we can have them pick the solution that's right for them versus being forced into a specific solution. I mean, we even have some manufacturers that are out there trying to eliminate product lines and drive them into a specific solution. That's not where Badger's from. We want to continue to offer what's best for utilities. And again, that's that suite of metering products that we have.
All right. Well, John, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Badger Meter?
Well, you can visit us on our website at www.badgermeter.com. And that has all of our literature and information that somebody would need to make an informed decision.
Outstanding. John Fillinger, the Director of Utility Marketing with Badger Meter. John, as always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.